And we're talking to Shauna Sani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation this morning and talking about World Heart Day. And Shauna Sani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to the listeners.
And Shauna Sani, we've been talking about the Heart Awareness Month. Can you tell us about World Heart Day and what the theme for this year was?
Thank you so much, Wayne. The World Heart Day is an annual event that is commemorated on the 29th of September. It is the culmination of Heart Awareness Month. This initiative is a global initiative that was initiated by the World Heart Federation in collaboration with the World Heart Federation. It was initiated by the World Heart Federation in collaboration with the World Health Organization. Their aim was to increase awareness of cardiovascular disease. And as a member of the World Heart Federation, the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa, it aligns with the organization's global theme of using heart for action.
Uh-huh.
So this theme is an open theme, and the main aim is to encourage individuals to take responsibility for their heart health and also to form part of the advocacy efforts for stronger health policies and initiative that will help to reduce the burden of disease in the world.
Okay.
The World Heart Day allows the foundation and many other local, national, and global organizations to join hands in a unified effort to reduce the burden of cardiovascular disease. We empower people to adopt health behaviors and also to seek appropriate care early in the onset of disease, because once people seek appropriate care early, then we'll be able to manage those diseases and to prevent the number of people that are dying because of cardiovascular disease, and also to improve the quality of life.
Right, right. And World Heart Day is the culmination of the Heart Awareness Month and the themes that were discussed throughout the month of September. If you can tell us, what was the key message discussed during Heart Awareness Month?
The theme for the 2024 Heart Awareness Month, it was on heart failure and the risk factors that are associated with heart failure. So if listeners can remember, over a period of 4 weeks, we discussed an exclusive but related theme on heart failure. So just to recap, on theme one, we discussed what is heart failure. On week two, we discussed the causes of heart failure. Week three, we discussed the management of heart failure and living with heart failure. And finally, on week four, we discussed on diabetes type 2 and other risk factors that were associated with heart failure. So just for the listeners to recap, what is heart failure? So heart failure is a serious condition where the amount of blood from the heart by the heart each minute is insufficient to meet the body's normal requirements for oxygen and nutrients. So if heart failure is not treated, it can damage the liver, the kidneys, and may also lead to other conditions such as pulmonary hypertension or any other heart conditions. So heart failure can either happen suddenly, which means that it's an acute heart failure, or slowly and gradually progress, which means that it's a chronic heart failure. And also heart failure, it can be divided into two types, the left side and the right-sided heart failure. And the main also thing for listeners to know is that they need to know the symptoms of heart failure, such as shortness of breath, breathing, persistent cough, swelling, weight gain, fatigue, weakness, repeat heartbeat, nausea, loss of appetite, and increased nightmare, urination, and palpitation. Because if people know these symptoms, they will be able to seek a treatment when it is still early, and then also will reduce the severity of heart failure.
Okay. And heart disease and heart failure in particular is still prevalent. What are some of the stats concerning heart disease and heart failure in South Africa and globally?
It is still prevalent because in 2020, the statistics of South Africa reported they indicated that diabetes mellitus, hypertensive disease, cerebrovascular disease, and heart disease were among the top 10 leading causes of natural death in South Africa. So these conditions that I've just mentioned, when they add up to an estimated 17% of all reported deaths in 2020. And also this disease that I've mentioned, they are the risk factor for heart disease as well as heart failure. So they also further report that about 25 South Africans, they die from heart failure every day. And this does not even highlight the main or the global burden of heart failure, because a lot of people are going undiagnosed because they don't know the symptoms of heart failure. So if all people are being diagnosed, globally, we are estimating, they are estimated that there is a prevalence of 64 million people that are currently having heart failure.
And contributing risk factors and causes one would associate with heart disease, what are those factors?
There are quite a lot of factors, but we should remember that heart disease develops as a result of many different factors. So these factors, they include behavioral factors, disease or chronic or illness or chronic illness. So when it comes to other diseases, the example of other diseases that can cause a heart disease is coronary artery disease and heart attack, hypertension or what we call high blood pressure, heart valve disease, myocarditis, congenital heart disease, arrhythmia. So these are some of the diseases that can cause heart disease. So when it comes to behavioral factors, we have things like consuming a diet that is unhealthy, which means that a diet that is very high in fat, high in salt, high in sodium, high in sugar, and also people consuming or being obese or not even doing any physical activity. The other factors or behavioral factors also include smoking as well as drinking alcohol, because in the long term, the drinking of alcohol will damage the heart muscle, and smoking will cause the blood vessels to constrict, which means to narrow. And in the longer run, it will disrupt the blood flow into the blood. So once people learn to adapt or reduce or improve their diet, their behavior, and manage other risk factors, they are able to reduce their risk of having heart disease.
Okay. And looking at heart failure and other heart diseases, one needs to address the key question of how can one reduce the risk of developing heart disease? As an individual, can you give us some advice? You know, how can we prevent it? Because prevention is obviously better than cure.
Yes, prevention is better than cure. So we can do or reduce the risk of developing heart disease by maintaining a healthy body weight, which means that by maintaining a body mass index between 18.5 and 25 kilogram meter squared. We can do this by adopting health behaviors and also consume the amount of energy that our body needs and not over consume. We can also maintain a body weight by doing physical activity. It is recommended that we do a moderate or intense exercise for about 150 minutes a week, because that will also help us to maintain a normal body weight as well as to improve the heart health. The other thing that we need to do also is to consume food that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, because omega-3 fatty acid, it has been proven to be good for the heart health. And also we need to also include our fresh fruits and vegetable whole grains, because they also contain fiber that will also help with reducing cholesterol in the body and also in the overall also improve heart health. We also need to incorporate healthier oils like extra virgin olive oil, and also as well to reduce the sodium, to limit it to about 2,300 milligrams per day or less. So we can limit the amount of sodium by learning to reach food level. We should try and eat food that consume 120 milligrams per 100 gram of sodium. And if anything contains more than that, we need to eat it moderate. And if it contains more than 600 milligrams, we then need to avoid that food, because if we consume food that has more than 600 milligrams per 100 grams, it means that there is a possibility that we might over exceed the amount of daily sodium that's recommended daily. We also need to stop smoking, vaping, or using other tobacco products, because as I've mentioned, they are the leading cause as well of heart disease. The other thing that we need to do that sometimes as people we don't really take note of is getting enough adequate sleep for about 7 to 9 hours, because remember that time for sleeping is the time that our body needs to rest from all the activities, from all the stress that has been happening throughout the day. So if we get enough sleep, also it will help the heart to relax, rejuvenate, and to make it more healthier. And also the other important thing is to avoid and also to manage stress level, because stress also is associated with heart failure because it does increase the blood pressure and in the long run will damage the heart. So if we manage and avoid, we are then also reducing the risk of heart diseases. The yeah. other main important thing is that we need to do, what I've mentioned everything, is also remember to go for a regularly checkup. Because when you go for regularly checkup or screening, the healthcare professional and us are able to identify abnormalities that are associated with developing heart disease. And this will help us to prevent further damage as well as to manage conditions before it gets more serious like heart failure and stroke.
Okay, so there's a whole lot of things that one needs to do, but basically it's maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
Yes, basically it's to maintain a healthy lifestyle and also to go for regular
the checkups. And Shonisani, last question is, where can listeners get more information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation and the advice that you're able to give on healthy living?
The listeners can go for more information on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are also on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn and Instagram. They can also be able to get materials that we post there. If they want to speak with us, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Okay, great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much and have a great day. We'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you so much to the listeners. We'll chat again next week.
Cheerio then. Thanks. That's Shonisani Nepalama, who is the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us about World Heart Day and the Heart Awareness Month, which culminated with World Heart Day at the end of September. We'll chat to her again on Tuesday next week. Back to the music right here on Wild Coast Radio after these important words.